Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of DU Locker Room Talks. This week we are joined by two of our women on our softball team here at Dominican University. They are going to introduce themselves, but before I get into that, I'm just going to go over what we're going to be talking about. We're going to get to know them as players, and then we're also going to talk about how the women's softball team has grown over the last couple years, and then life as a college student as well. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we will get right into it.
Hi, my name is Lily. I play shortstop, and I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm a pitcher, and I'm also a senior.
Perfect. So, fun fact, I'm friends with them anyway, so I already knew this information. but just for the listeners. So seniors, very sad last season. How are we feeling about that?
It's, like, sad. It's kind of bittersweet. Yeah. It's really, like, I'm not ready for it to be my last season. Not ready to give it up. But I'm also not ready to figure out what comes next. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see, like, we always talk about this, like, the first sport, what is that called? The first sport of our class, like, had their senior night and stuff. And
yeah.
It was just, like,
it's so sad watching all the seniors. Like, it's like, oh, that's going to be us in a few months. Not ready for that.
Yeah, we started with them, and it's just sweet.
Yeah, no, seriously. How, why did you guys choose Dominican in the first place for your softball careers? Or were you guys getting looked at by other schools?
Well, I chose Dominican because I was able to play softball while also pursuing a STEM degree. Not all schools will let you do such a thing. So that's kind of how I ended up here. But yeah.
I don't really know. I don't really know.
Just kind of happened.
I didn't want to go to school, let alone play softball. Definitely, that was not like something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I only applied to Dominican. That was the only school I applied to.
Yeah.
But
they call that something. It's like when you only apply to one college.
Yeah,
like,
they do call
it. I can't
something.
Think of it, but yeah. So you were already like dead set on Dominican then?
Dead set on, like, I don't really want to do college, period. I'm not like a school person.
Yeah, no.
Like, so school isn't like something I don't know. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I didn't want to just, like, go to college. I didn't know what I wanted to major in. I just felt like I was really behind, like, everyone else, like, in that idea, because I just really didn't know anything at all about the process or anything. It's not, like, talked about.
Yeah.
Like, my siblings, I guess my younger brother goes now. My older brother went before, but, like, it's just not something. Like, my mom went back to school for it, and, like, God bless her, but, like, it's not something that, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody.
I know, sure. It's also, like... Honestly, like, I've learned this too, like, as Emma's from California, I guess that's important though, because I live in Illinois, it is, I swear, but like, in the Midwest, I feel like it's such a, like, a bigger, like, topic for, I don't know how to, that's not the right words, but like, for trade school and other things, like, outside of college, like, there's other things outside of college.
So many other opportunities,
yeah,
besides
opportunities.
Just college path, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. But we can kind of talk about that a little bit. I mean, Emma, how did you find out about Dominican from very, very far away?
Yeah, so they actually found me. So the softball coaches reached out to me, and that's kind of how I first found out about Dominican. And then it kind of spiraled from there. It was during COVID. Like, I was recruited during, you know, COVID times. So all of my recruiting was pretty much done, like, through video and stuff, so that's how they were able to see me from so far away.
Yeah.
And then they came and watched me eventually, and then they had the major that I wanted, and, you know, they had good scholarships, and that's really how, you know, it all just kind of came together for this to be my best choice.
Had you been to Chicago before?
No. So I actually committed to Dominican without ever even coming here or being in the Midwest. So I did come on a visit, but it wasn't until after I committed, and that's when I came to Chicago for the first time. So, no, it was a big culture shock for sure, But I'm very excited that, you know, I got to experience something different for 4 years.
What was it that was culturally shocking for you most?
Well, we could talk about the weather, for starters.
We're all still a little culturally shocked.
That was brutal. But it's also, I mean, there's just so many different cultures in Chicago. Like, I feel like, you know, it's so diverse here, which we don't necessarily always have, like, you know, in Sacramento or California. But it's, you know, and even, like, everything from, like, the food to the people, they just have everything. I feel like they have something for everybody here. Mm-hmm. So I think that was really cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. Kind of bringing it back to softball. I know we kind of went away from that. Did you guys play anything else other than softball, or was it always just softball?
Yeah, I played soccer and sort of basketball. I don't even know if that, if we can count that.
Why? When was it?
Because, like, I can't shoot a basketball now, so that was, years ago. Like, I don't think that counts anymore.
Wait, but Emma did everything, like, alive. Like, she did piano, she did, like, everything you could do, she did it. Yeah, like,
yeah.
So yeah, I did a few other things, but no, I was better at softball than anything. So those things had to go.
What? You dipped your water. Yeah. I dipped your toe in water.
I tried it. But.
What about you, Miss Lily?
I play softball. And I never really played basketball. I played 1 year. Actually, 2 years in middle school. Yeah. Oh yeah. I also bowled. I also play tennis.
Yeah, so she did lots of things.
Right.
Like, I just play softball. No!
No, but, like, I will live on this. I feel like if you play softball and you can play softball, you can play a lot of other sports. Like, you play almost any other sport. Like, it's seriously so transferable, so easy. Like, or maybe it's the position I play. Like, I feel athletic
enough
to play.
You just have to be athletic to be your position, yeah.
Do you guys, do you guys play golf?
I feel like, do you mean play, like, religiously, or, like, once in a while, my brother's, let's go play golf.
I feel like most, like, baseball people do, though.
I feel like, yeah, they transition into it.
But that, isn't that hard, though?
I feel like, can't it mess up your swing?
Yeah, that's what
I've heard, I'm not gonna golf until my softball career is over, but then I'll look into it.
I like it, it's fun sometimes, like, you know, driving on the caddy. It's not like
I used to caddy.
Like,
I loved it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like, you know, like bar cart girl.
Yeah. Yes, girl.
Okay, true.
Yeah, no, that was really fun.
That's a good job.
It was. Yeah. It was a great job. Good tips, all that stuff.
Period.
But going back into this, so did you guys have any, I guess, like, ties with the numbers that you guys have currently? Like, did you have them throughout your whole career?
Yeah. I mean, I had number 7 in high school, but that was just a coincidence, honestly. I was just like, well, really, I don't remember why I got the number.
Mm-hmm. You wanted 7, though, when you got here.
Did I?
Yeah, when you got here, you, like, 15. Really wanted 7.
I used to have 15 for travel.
Oh, maybe.
You know what? I don't know. I wanted 7. I like the number 7 a lot. It's, like, a really good number.
What about you, Emma?
She, like, sent me, like, 4 numbers with the jerseys that they had in my size, and I picked one.
It was that 7.
And I'm pretty sure, that's what happened to Lily, and she just lucked out. But, no, I was 3. 3 was my number my whole life, and then now I'm 2. Mm-hmm. I'm number 2.
But it's perfect. Emma's perfect for 2.
I love
it.
And, like, I could have switched to number 3, I think, my junior year, because the girl who had it left. But, like, once I started with 2, like, I'm 2 all the way.
You know what's funny? I'm going to say a short little story. So when I had Mr. Danny and Mr. Andre on my podcast, they're so cute. They said we're 1, 2, and 3, roommate.
In camp,
And
one,
I was
two,
like,
three. Yeah, they are.
Why did you? And he was like, I don't know. We like it. I was like, you guys could have done that. I don't know. That would have been fun. We could have been 6, 7, and
1 and 2.
That's even better.
We love it. 3.
Yeah.
Like, just 1, 2.
Perfect, yes. Do you guys have any superstitions before your games?
Aren't you superstitious?
I'm superstitious about everything.
About life.
About life, yeah.
Not just softball.
Yeah, no, like
everything.
I don't have any before my game. I'm kind of weird when it comes to my elbow guard. Like, when I hit. Like, for so, like sometimes if I'm, like, sucking, I'll take that off, and then
I put
it back on, and then all of a sudden I can hit again sometimes. I'm kind of superstitious about that.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, not really.
Mm. I'm not really superstitious about softball, but I have to, like, I have to stretch a certain way for my limbs to feel a certain way. But that's mental. It's all mental. It's all something I need to get to mentally, to the point where I feel like I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then same with, like, my mentality going to the game. That's the only thing superstitious, because I know how it feels. Like, last year, the best game of the season for my feeling was the first game that we got, like, canceled at CUW and everything. But that game, like, that warm-up, that's what I wanted to recreate every single game. Because it was so good. It was such a good feeling, so...
Just put you in the right headspace.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So that's, like, my only superstition, is getting in the right headspace.
Oh, a light bulb went off.
Oh, yeah, I do have a superstition.
Okay.
We do this thing, we, like, put our gloves in a star.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
And we, like, cheer, but my glove can't go in the star. My glove doesn't go in the star.
Like, right, right. About that.
Yeah, like I feel don't like bad it. Things happen when my glove goes in the star. So I... So I don't put my glove in the star.
Yeah, okay. What kind of bad things happen? You guys just don't.
The very first time I did it last year, we lost. Yeah. So we never did it again.
Yeah, we don't want to lose.
And who wants to lose? Nobody.
Exactly.
We don't do that.
Exactly.
What are some highlighted games from last year that you guys remember, or even like these past 4 years? Like, I'm sure you guys have had some pretty good memories of some of these games.
Oh my god! And you're talking. Oh my god, that's crazy, because we've been playing for 4 years specifically. Us.
We have a lot.
Yeah. Well, top two.
Oof.
Okay, well, you have to go with the Lakeland game last year, that when we won the NAC.
Oh, when we won the NAC, that was unreal.
It was 10 innings in. I think we were, like, 10 innings in.
It was unreal.
And we win because Liliana bunts it, a push bunt.
Yeah, but...
And
hey,
that was unreal. That was unreal.
It's crazy, because all I do is bunt. All I do is bunt. Like, I practice that, like...
That's her thing. Yeah. She's really good at it.
Thank you. It's because I just, like... okay, well, I was flexed my sophomore year, so that means, like, you need to work on your hitting. So you need to work on the hitting. But I learned how to bunt and read the defense pretty well, so I just bunt. But that day, I, like, practiced it heavily. Like, I was telling my coach, like, I'm literally not swinging. I literally haven't gotten a hit in 2 days. I'm not swinging the bat. I'm going to bunt every single time, and I'm sorry. And then we go to bat, and it's exactly what happened, so... Perfect person to come to bat. But it doesn't happen. That doesn't happen unless, like, freaking the inning before that, our center fielder made, like, the most insane. I will never forget that.
And there's 10 innings of ball that's happening before that moment that, you know, our team has to be on point for. You know, so that's making amazing plays.
That whole game, the whole extra inning, they were playing so well. Like, so well. Everyone was just, it was, I love our team. So it was just so fun to win.
Well, what is it like for you guys? Because you guys both play very different positions. So, like, Emma, for you as a pitcher, what's a game day like for you?
Well,
Emma does more than pitch too. She's not just like a PO.
I hit. I do hit.
So what would you say is like your
My routine?
Yeah, like your little routine. Oh, yeah.
I don't do much. I feel like I don't have much. I feel like we always have to do our hair. Our hair is very important. We do our hair. Yes.
Needs to have a braid.
Needs to have a braid in it somewhere. So we do our hair. I'd say that's important. We normally come get bagels at DU.
Yes, bagels.
Our coach always feeds us bagels. Okay. Panera bagels. Get the cinnamon bagel.
Ooh, that one's very good.
And then normally when we get to the field, because I'm a pitcher, I kind of get to cheat the line, and I get to hit first, and I get to kind of do everything I want to do first, because I have to go warm up, and then I get to go warm up, and then you just have to, like, lock in, and it's time to go most of the time after that. Okay. But I don't have very many, like, game day routine, like, prep time.
Well, we'll stretch, obviously. We'll have to stretch. I love stretching. That's, like, huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then Emma and I throw. Mm-hmm. We play catch.
We're throwing partners.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, like, really game day for us. And then we just follow it in. I don't know. That's just, like, the pregame everything.
Yeah. It's consistent.
I'm gonna need to squeeze my hand when she when I give the ball back to her at the end. She just has to.
Yeah.
It needs to be okay. It's just like.
Yeah. It's just your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say you like better, pitching or hitting?
I think I definitely like pitching more because I feel like I care a lot more. Like, obviously I care about my hitting too, but like my pitching, like that will get me going, like emotionally. Like that's what like that's what I care about. Like that's, I think, you know, I think it's a big position too. I feel like it comes with a lot of pressure.
Dude, the way that softball, like how you guys pitch, looks painful.
Far from. Really
it's not.
From.
It's better than baseball pitching.
The way, don't even get me started on how they look like when they pitch. But
yeah, they look even scarier.
No, dude, seriously, like the faces that they make.
I know,
like,
we do make crazy. You should see our faces, like that we get in our pictures, like when we get our pictures back. I'm like, oh my god, this can't go anywhere because of the face.
Just like, period. Not just like any position. Like, I'll hold my breath, like, why
am I making that face right now?
Yeah. You're just really into it.
We're not thinking about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the last thing you're thinking about.
Exactly.
What about you, Lily Pie? What's your game day like for you?
Oh, I mean, that's what it is.
Oh,
we
that's
share
it?
The same game day. We share a month.
Nothing shared. Individualized.
No.
No, we're probably, we like literally wake up in the same house, eat breakfast together, drive together.
Eat
so
the same
like,
exact breakfast.
Like, it's kind of crazy how we are like.
Well, that in itself is a ritual. You guys
have
definitely. Each other.
And it's been that
on.
Way since freshman year. Like, you know, we're cluster mates since freshman year.
Yeah.
So it's, we've been.
Oh, yeah. How did this happen?
Oh, my God.
Freshman
oh, my God.
Year.
Can I love
yeah,
this
go
story
for it.
So much.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we. Yeah, like, I'm not going to say anything crazy, but we had other roommates. And, like, it was just, we were not connecting with them specifically. Like, it was hard. Like, my roommate, like, just nothing. I'm not going to say anything at all. But, anyways, we get to, like, some point where we're all hanging out downstairs. And, like, we're on the same team. So, we're, like, together already. Like, we do things together because we text, like, the freshman team group chat. Like, you know, like, let's hang out. Like,
yeah.
You know,
trying to get to know each other the first week of school.
Yeah,
like, I don't know any of these people.
It's very awkward the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, we're sitting down there, and they, like, invited some guys that, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, they're so cute. They're so cute. So, like, everyone invited them. And me and Emma are sitting there like, what's going on? We're like, we don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So we're like, should we go upstairs?
Should we go upstairs and eat ice cream?
And so we sat upstairs for hours and just ate
ice cream
out of the tub. Out of the tub and just talked for forever.
What kind of ice cream was it?
Mint chocolate chip. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, and Emma doesn't really like mint chocolate chip.
No, but, like, I'm gonna eat it. Like,
if it's there.
I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah.
And then we never spent a day alone.
No. Like, we didn't separate after that.
Sometimes it's other people that bring you together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the goal, moral goal here. Whatever happened to those girls? No idea. We don't need to get into that.
I mean, like, one of them's still cool.
Yeah, no, my roommate was cool.
It just, like, some people shouldn't live together.
Yeah.
That's really what...
You know, people don't talk about that because I feel like it takes a special friendship to be living with somebody. Because sometimes it can ruin it.
And not all... Yeah, not all friendships... Like, you can't live with everybody you're friends with.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's not gonna go over well.
I mean... even just, like, kind of, like, going into the softball or even, like, a team sport, right? You're not going to get along with everybody, but you all have something that you need to do when it comes that time, right? So, even if there is something going on, and people don't, girls specifically, I'm not talking about guys, because guys, it's different type of beef, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But girls, I don't know. I feel like as women, we really pull it together sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, all right.
No matter what problems you have off the field, as soon as you step on the field. You're locked in with each other. Like, you are one and the same at that point.
Our team is really, like, good about that.
I do, too.
And we really, like, I think we also, we enable that, though. We're, like, because anytime there's a problem, like, it gets cut in the butt. Like, that is not happening on the field. Like,
no, that's good. It's a good mentality to have.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, like, specific playlists that you listen to? No. Just whatever.
Music.
No.
Just whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just different. We have someone that used to play with us, Geneva.
Yeah.
Geneva Pullman, GOAT. and she is one of our like coaches now.
Yeah.
And she like will play her playlist, which is always good because she has like a million different playlists and she just like really puts like work into it, so they're actually pretty decent. So
we'll just play whatever people request on the bus too.
Oh like, that's my god, the bus
is crazy. It's just like people requesting the songs that they want to scream at the top of their lungs and
anything goes.
Anything goes.
Absolutely.
Just leave it at that. That's good. So you guys obviously haven't started yet, technically, but what are you guys looking forward to in your senior season?
Everything.
I think something that's very exciting for our softball program is we just got a new assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're all very excited to, like, you know, get to work with him. I know we're going to try to do a few more, like, practices this fall with him, too. So I think that's really exciting for our program overall. And then I know we want to win the NAC again. Oh that's the goal, so.
Florida. Oh, my God. This year in Florida, we have the entire team in one house.
Like a 45 like person house.
Oh my god!
It's about to get lit. It's about to go crazy. It's about to be amazing.
Wow!
I'm excited.
What kind of house is this?
Great time
it's
too.
A mansion.
A mansion.
Yeah, I was an like, what kind mansion. Of?
There's like a ping pong table next to the pool this year. I'm freaking hype.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I'm excited. And then about the sorry, I wanted to say this. I just cut off.
No, go.
But the coach that we're getting, he used to be my coach when I was like 8 years old. So it's like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like really crazy that he's my senior. Like he's my last coach.
Full circle life. Moment.
It's very crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on using softball after you're done? Like, do you want it in your life?
Absolutely.
I'm definitely ready to take a break. Like, I am ready. I am ready for a break after this season.
Yeah.
Because it's been something I've done my whole life.
Well, like, career-wise, like, what do you want as a career, and then how will softball stay in?
Well, I know for Lily Moore, this question might better apply to her, because I know, like, that's something that she definitely wants to take into her career.
Okay.
Like, maybe. Like, I don't, like, I would like to go into the medical career, but I, like, even if, you know, softball doesn't directly apply to that, like, everything I've learned throughout my softball career, like, how to communicate in tough situations, or like how to time manage, or how to be able to have the professional relationship with the coach, or you know, people of authority, like all of that will translate into, you know, the career that I want one day.
What do you
want
to do?
I want to be a doctor, so that's kind of the goal.
Okay, dinner's at Emma's house.
Absolutely.
That's where we'll be.
Sacramento, California.
Yes. For sure. And then what about you, Lily?
I don't really know exactly what I want to do, but I've been coaching my sister's team for a couple years, and that's just, like, slight coaching, and then I've been doing lessons this year, and that's just, like, it's very slight, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a big position, but it's something I want to do in the future. I'm really interested in going like that. Me and Emma have both been to the NCAA convention, and I'm going to go back in January, and so we just have, like, this experience of the other careers that you can have in sports and stuff like that, sports, whatever it's called. I don't know. I just know.
Women in sports.
Exactly. You know, all the above.
We need more women in sports. Definitely. Big advocate for that, obviously. I have a whole podcast.
Period.
Yeah, I know. I think that's great. I think that's great that you want to be a doctor. What kind of doctor do you want to be?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Yet. I'm not exactly sure what specialty. I think it would be really cool to be a surgeon of some type, though.
Like, okay, definitely vacations with Emma, too. That's what I'm hearing. Wow.
But who knows? We'll see. We'll see if if I make it.
Yes. Emma can do anything.
I think you will, Emma. You know, I'm going to say something just for the people listening, but Emma and Lily are two of the nicest people I have met at the school.
Man, that is so nice.
No, seriously. The first day I met Lily, I'm just going to give a little brief story. First day I met Lily, did not know this girl. I just saw this girl with this bright smile just coming towards
me. Everybody loves to say that about her.
Yeah, and she comes towards me, she's like, hi, I'm Lily. Who are you? Blah, blah, blah. So then I meet Emma next, obviously, because these two are like two peas in a pod. And I meet her next. And I just ended up meeting everybody there because that's just the type of people they are. They're just very willing to incorporate you into their lives. And hopefully that will, you know, happen in their careers, right? with you and your patients, you'll develop good relationships with them. Mm-hmm. And Lily, you'll develop all kinds of relationships with whoever you coach or with whatever you do. I mean, just really nice girls. But getting back, you're welcome. But getting back into this, so overall, what will you take from Dominican softball? Not necessarily softball, but like this program that you guys have been involved in for so many years.
I think something that, like, well, okay, A, you're going to take away your friendships. Like, that's, I've met people you know, like, that are going to be people that will stand up in my wedding. You know, like, they will be my friends for life. So that's, like, obviously the most important thing is the relationships. But I think, too, like, I think that this whole experience has taught me so much. Like, just being a student athlete, you know, it takes a lot. Like, you know, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of work. And I think that whole, you know, that whole process really has, you know, it shapes you into the type of person that you are. You know, you're a hard worker. You're a different type. You know, student athletes are a different type of people. You know, they all share that common drive.
Yeah. No. What about you, Lily?
Can you repeat the question?
I was going to need that if I had to speak again. I was like, wait, I forget where I was going. I don't remember anymore.
What has Dominican softball taught you, and what will you take into your life after Dominican?
I really do not know.
That's okay.
I don't know. I feel like it's taught me so much. Like, literally, I feel like it's literally changed me as a person.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I will say one thing that Dominican is really good at is keeping you here as long as possible.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so good at that.
Long as possible. I don't even play a sport here, and I feel like I'm going to be here for a very, well, I'm getting my master's degree, but.
So, like, 12 years?
Yeah, like, just a long time. But, I mean, I think that that's great that you guys have, you know, taking more things away other than just honing in on your skills with softball, but also friendships as well. But I guess just to kind of leave you with this, what do you guys want as collectively as a group, but also individually to bring into this next season that you guys have in last season? Like, what do you want to be for the freshmen? What do you want to show those underneath you, kind of like skills, advice, stuff like that?
So what's it called? I was gonna say, okay, pretend I didn't say that. I'm gonna start over.
Okay.
A couple years ago we had like this crazy like team chemistry thing that like a couple of our leaders, it was when I was a freshman, it was like a couple of our leaders just,
sophomore.
It was kind of just like the way that the vibe of the team was just like a negative. Mm-hmm. It was just like we want to win, but at what cost? Yeah. I don't know, it was just like not great. And so, I mean, Emma and I were both key parts of the team. I feel like everyone's obviously a key part of the team, but like being freshman year starters that are the youngest people on the field, that's the person that the next youngest is going to look at for sure. Like they're waiting for their position, so I mean,
yeah,
like they're gonna have to play with you regardless, and I feel like they know that in a year or whatnot, so it's just like something they have always looked up to. Mm-hmm. And like even like people that are even like younger now, it's like we're leaders of the team.
Yeah.
So we have such a big role. Like we're both captains of the team this year, and last year I was captain as well with a couple of our other captains. And then the year before that, it's not like we had other captains, but it was like a team led kind of vibe. So we were all like chirping in, and it was just, that's where I felt like I found like the capability from what I wanted to do for the team was to just be more positive, because like, I mean, you know me, like I'm more of a positive person.
Yeah.
That I don't want to go about it negatively, because obviously everybody knows.
Yeah.
We just had too much negativity.
Yeah. We had to change the team culture for sure.
Exactly.
It was necessary. And And I think that, you know, Lily and a bunch of other people, but, like, Lily's been a really big part in changing that for sure and, you know, for the better. And I think that it's really important to then show those freshmen, like, this is the way that we operate. This is the way that our program is run. You know, like, this is the vibes that we build it off of, so that they can keep the foundation of our program, you know, strong. And, exactly. You know, right. Now we're all...
You want to leave it in good hands when you leave, right?
So... Yeah. Like, for myself, I would just say I need to keep holding myself to all those standards that I want to be, like, that I want our team to be, because I'm going to be out there on the field playing for them, and I'm going to be somebody that they're watching and teaching them at practice. Like, they ask me the questions at practice, I should know the answer. That's how I feel. Like, last year we would run practices, and we would have one coach. One coach cannot attend to 30 girls.
No.
It is also our job to be a part of that and to help our teammates out. And I feel like that's just what I want to show my team for the last year, that, like, I'm there to help them through anything. Regardless, I've been there for them. Like, I love my team. So I'm just, I don't know.
Just that type of person, Lo. And then what about you, Emma?
I agree, like, with everything Lily said. Like, you know, we need to keep the vibes positive. But I also think, you know, there's a lot of other things that come along with, you know, being part of a team. You know, you can teach freshmen a lot more than just, you know, about the team. But, you know, a lot of them will ask us questions about other things at DU, or, you know, maybe, you know, I have kids that, or, you know, the younger girls that, you know, have questions about certain science classes or about certain programs. And, you know, just small things like that can be really, that's, you know, that was my favorite part about being on a team when I came here freshman year, was that you immediately had 30 people to turn to. So just kind of being there for them and anything they need, I think, is really helpful. And leading by example on the field, I think, is also extremely important for them. I think that, you know, it speaks a lot.
Yeah. I feel like it really does.
Yeah.
Because they see me in the gym, they're going to see me in the field, and they're going to know that's what it is. That is how we win.
Yeah, I know. I think that both of you made, like, really valid points in, you know, how your program is run, and obviously I'll get to see it because I'll be doing your media, so I'm very excited for that. But thank you for being on today. Obviously, it's a pleasure having you two in my studio.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll speak again.
Yes. Okay.